with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. Welcome to Friday. We pray that you are having a great day. You had a great week, and I want to encourage you to finish strong today. As you are going about your business, pray that you will give it your best and do everything that you do to the glory of God. So today, my name is the same as it was yesterday and all of the other days before that. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. And pray that you are doing well. We're going to be skedaddling after my wife gets off work today. I don't know if we're going to be gone to leaving tonight or tomorrow, but we got a baby dedication to go to. That's an extra special baby. That is one of our grandchildren, and so we're going to be heading up to that glorious event. And this week we've got a missionary that is going to be filling in for me, and so we're going to be having a great time. So today we're going to go back to Job chapter 38. I want to take just a moment to say thank you again to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes. And folks, all of the businesses here that I talk about and recommend, they are people that I've utilized, and they have done great work for me. That doesn't mean they're the only ones that do great work, that these are people who have been a blessing to us personally. They've been a blessing to the church. And today I'd like to just remind you about Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281. All of the businesses that I talk about here are people who do work out in the elements, out in the heat. And so not only would I like you to consider them if you've got a project in their field of expertise, but I'd also like you to pray for them that God would keep them safe and healthy during the intensity of the heat in the summer months here. So Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. They live on Merritt Island and have a great reputation throughout the community for the work that they do, the craftsmanship, the skill, and the TLC. Dan Treasure and their team have really done phenomenal work for us, and I am grateful every time I look at that and say I'm so thankful that I didn't have to mess with that. So I've seen their work and compared it to similar work that has been done in areas that I frequent, and I was like, man, they have done a phenomenal job. I deal with Dan and Treasure on the landscaping side more than the lawn care side. And so if you call, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program and that Pastor Bob says hello, and that would be greatly appreciated. 321-208-2281, whether it's you need pavers or landscaping done or whatever it might be, you know, irrigation systems and things like that. They have helped me with all of those things. And I know they'll do a great job for you as well. 321-208-2281. And tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So today we are going to go back to Job chapter 38. We're talking about the limitation of united opposition against God. And in Job's case, God had heard everything he said, and he shows up and starts asking questions. I want you to know that it is an entirely different scenario when God is asking you the questions than when you're asking God the questions. God always has an answer, The reality for Job was he found himself completely overwhelmed by his inadequacies when trying to justify himself rather than God. So I'm not a huge movie person. I've watched movies. We've watched a lot of things on streaming services and things like that. Watched Dirty Harry when I was growing up. And one of my favorite Clint Eastwood lines is a man's got to know his limitations. A man's got to know his limitations. And so if you're going to stand in opposition to God, you need to know that there are limitations that you are getting ready to discover, and that if you are probing the limitations of God, you had better have a big, big measuring device, because you're going to keep measuring. You're not going to find any limitations there. So what I've done is I've gone through chapters 38, 39, 40, 41, and 42, and I've just kind of hit on some high spots here. That way we're not getting bogged down in a whole lot of different areas where we're talking about the same thing. So let me begin reading verse number 16, 17, 18. We've already talked about these. Then we're going to move on to verse number 19. Have you entered the springs of the sea, or have you walked in search of the depths? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. Where is the way to the dwelling of light, and darkness, where is its place, that you may take it to its territory, that you may know the paths to its home? Do you know it because you were born then, or because the number of your days is great? Have you entered the treasury of the snow, or have you seen the treasury or hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? By what way is light diffused, or the east wind scattered over the earth? So let's just stop there, and we'll see how far we get. Verse number 18 concludes this: tell me if you know all this. So God is firing off rapid fire questions here, and he pauses and he says, tell me if you have the answer, not to some of these things, but if you have answers to all of these things. Okay, so God's an expert in every field. If you go back and look in the book of Exodus, you're going to find that one of the first mentions of people being filled with the Spirit of God are craftsmen. And he filled them with understanding and wisdom on how to manufacture everything that God wanted made for the tabernacle. So being filled with the Spirit is not just for inside the house of God. It is for people who work with their hands, people who work with their minds, and things like that. By the way, if there's anybody who's listening and you happen to have an architectural or engineering mind, you know how to draw up blueprints or something like that in an engineering capacity, not building related, I don't think. I had a friend of mine that asked me if I knew someone. I did not know, but I've got a microphone here, and there may be believers out there who know how to accomplish things. So if you happen to take a concept and an idea and put it down on paper, and you say, yep, that will work, I've got a friend of mine that you could be a blessing to, and he could, you know, he's not looking for free. He's just looking for a point of contact. So 321-454-4263. You can leave me a message on the answering machine. Or you can send us an email, meritassembly@hotmail.com. That's meritassembly@hotmail.com. There's no spaces in between the words. And so we thank you for that. Verse number 19, it's God questions Job, and he says, where is the way to the dwelling of light and darkness? Where is its place, that you may take me to its territory, that you may know the paths to its home? So he's asking Job, can you explain how light works, how darkness works, where it goes, where its territory is? Can you explain that to me? Now, there are probably a lot of people who have educations now who could do a pretty good job of explaining what happens to light. There have been several thousand years since God asked Job this question. By the way, over here in another place, it says in verse number 24, by what way is light diffused? Do you understand that God is talking about principles several thousand years in advance of people understanding the different wavelengths and frequencies involved in light and sound and all of that sort of stuff? God says, I already know this. It's going to take you a while to get there. Now, it would be like God coming to the most intelligent person here in our day and time, 2022. You know, name an engineering mind or a technological mind that has vast amounts of knowledge, and then ask them a question of something that is going to be common knowledge 1,500, 2,000, 5,000 years from now. And it would be beyond their comprehension. I had a person one time, and he made this statement to me. He said, I used to think that in order for one society, one civilization, one people group to dominate over another people group, they would have to be hundreds of years more advanced technologically. And then he said, now I've amended it to think they would only need to be about 10 more years advanced, or 15 years, or, you know, no more than 20. They wouldn't have to be that much further along, and the chasm between their knowledge and the knowledge of their nearest competitor would be overwhelming. It would be hard to overtake. I want you to understand that it's taken mankind several thousand years to begin to understand things that God said. I have knowledge about light and dark and what makes the different colors appear in the sky and things like that. He said, I've known about that for as long as mankind has been around, before mankind was around. I've built all of this creation to function in a not a haphazard way, but a very intentional way. And so verse number 21, he changes the question just a little bit. And he says, the things that you do know. Let's talk about the things that you do know. God spends a lot of time talking about the things that we don't know, or we might know some of it, but we don't know all of it. And he says, do you know them because of the longevity of your existence? Or you know, do you know them? God doesn't, not only has the number of days on his side, but he also is the creator of it. He created it masterfully. So do you know it because you were born then, or because the number of your days is great? He says, did you pre-exist the things that I'm asking you about, or have you lived just such a long time that you have accumulated all of this knowledge? And Job is like, yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing. Now, if we put this in a natural law, the laws of nature, if that's the context that God is confronting Job with at this point in time, and Job says, yeah, I don't have an answer for you, and it only gets more complex and more complicated from there, Job is already feeling the inadequacy of his own life. So, verse number 22, It says, have you entered the treasury of snow, or have you seen the treasury of hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? And here's what he says. Do you understand the heavenly preparations, the things that God has stored up specifically for the day of trouble, the day of battle, and the day of war? There was a conflict, a battle, in the book of Joshua. And Joshua and the men of Israel were fighting. But it makes this statement that God opened up the heavens. There were hailstones that came down. And the hailstones did more to achieve victory than all of the human efforts of an army. Now, I want to put this in a little bit of context for you. And that is this. That the God who sent his son to make a path of victory for you and I over sin, death, hell, and the grave, he has more things reserved in heaven that he is willing to mobilize on our behalf than what we even know about. I had a salesman that I dealt with one time. I needed to buy a paper towel dispenser for the men's room. I don't remember what we had in there before. I think it was just a regular C-fold, I think, type of paper towel dispenser. And it had outlived its beauty. And so we were looking to replace it. And so a friend of mine referred me to a friend of his. And I went down and he said, well, tell me about your church. And he said, if you tell me about some puny little God, I don't want to hear it. If you start telling me about a God that is bigger than everything that I could possibly imagine, that is willing to mobilize heaven and earth on behalf of his saints, if you want to talk to me about the greatness of the God you serve and the greatness of his provision in your life, he said, then we're going to be able to have a conversation. And so I told him, and he ended up giving us the paper towel dispenser. He was a believer. I don't know if that man would even remember that conversation, but I never forgot it. And so please understand that if you are going through a trial today, if you are going through a very difficult season, maybe it's a season of loss, a difficulty of challenge, maybe, you know, the rise in the cost of materials is about to squeeze you out of the market. Maybe you don't know what you're going to do for housing. Maybe you don't know what you're going to do for transportation due to the fact that there's a shortage of used cars. My son-in-law had an accident. They ended up having to total his car because there was such a supply chain issue that they couldn't get the parts to repair his car. I had the same thing happen with a washing machine. That was nearly 2 years ago, I think. And I think they're still having those same issues. If you're going through a season like that, please understand that God's supply chain is not under the same strain. His provisions for us, the things that he has provided specifically for times of trouble, days of battle, and seasons of war. A battle is a very short-lived event. A war is something that tends to endure. Please understand that God is asking Job, what do you have stored up for the day of battle? Now, we have helped thousands of people through the years. We really have. And one of the things that always perplexed me is that when people got through one crisis, that they never prepared or bothered to prepare or even consider the possibility that there was another crisis that was going to come. Thank God for the times that he has brought us through. Thank God for the times he's delivered us. But please understand, the next enemy will not be that same size. The next enemy will be bigger because God is always building our faith. So at one point in time, there was a financial shortfall in the Arthur's household. I can still tell you how much the rent was. I wish that my rent, I don't have rent, but I wish that my mortgage was that low. I know people that have electric bills during the summertime that are considerably higher than the rent that we used to pay. It was a stretch of our faith every month to figure out how we were going to survive. And now the challenge has not gone away. The numbers just get bigger, but the battle gets easier because I've got decades of experience with God showing up that he had prepared for the battle before the enemy even showed up. Okay? So, he says, have you seen the things that I have stored up, the snow, the hail, the things that I am ready to mobilize for the days of difficulty? Yeah, verse number 24, he says, do you understand the laws of how wind scatters over the earth? Now, I've got a guy in my church, he's a pilot. It's a hobby for him. It's not what he does for his profession or anything like that. He's got a family. And several years ago, we had him explain the laws of aerodynamics to our boys' ministry. And I learned some things during that time. I had gone up in a flight with him, and he made an interesting statement. Now, you've got to understand that on my day off, the last thing that I want to do is get up earlier than what I do on a regular work day. I don't like that. But I made an exception for this event. See, how I learned that he was a pilot was I said, you know, one of my dreams of adventure, I don't have many fantasies. I wanted to go see a Green Bay Packer game on the frozen tundra, and I didn't want it to be, you know, just an average ordinary day. I wanted it to be the frozen tundra, and several years ago my son made that a reality. He and I flew up there. It was in January. We beat the Chicago Bears that day, went on and beat everybody else that year, and ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. That was a sports fantasy. I said another fantasy is I'd like to go up in a fighter jet and say, hey, just go ahead and give me the bag and let's go up and have some fun. And he came up and he said, I can make that happen. Well, we didn't get to go. He had an aerobatic plane. Went fast and you could do a lot of maneuvers with it. We didn't go up in that one. We went in another one. He said, but we need to get up there before the thermals. And I said, before the what? And he said, before the heat really kicks in and the air starts to get choppy because he began to explain to me that the air is impacted by the things around it and it begins to impact the things around it. He said, so if we're going to go up and we're going to have a smooth flight, we need to get up there really early. And so I said, okay. So there are people that understand aeronautics. Praise God for them. You know what? You and I are both so thankful that they have never asked me to fly an airplane. When you go to bed tonight, I just thank God, you know, that there are some things that they haven't asked Pastor Bob to do. Because there is so much that we don't understand. Listen, when we start looking at the scope and the magnitude of knowledge, Daniel says that in the latter days, the increase of knowledge would be increasing at an exponential rate. I don't care what the biggest church in Brevard County is. All of our churches are still too small compared to the size of the need of humanity. It is probably one of the most challenging things that I face as a pastor is there are more and more people moving to Brevard County, and we need to be doing more and more to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the need is great. If Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, no one comes to the Father but by him, and he is, then that means that we've got to remind people that they're not only supposed to prepare for retirement and prepare for their family life and prepare financially and all, they need to prepare for eternity. And so we cannot rest on our laurels and rest on our successes. The need is greater than it's ever been before. And I will tell you, just as God has prepared for the time of trouble, for the day of battle, and for the day of war, we need the presence of the Holy Spirit more now than they did on the day of Pentecost. The magnitude of humanity, the number of humanity, was a fraction then of what it is now. I was in a meeting recently, and a missionary confronted us, and he said, "Look, we have seen, we're one of the only worldwide fellowships of believers that has seen any growth in the past or much growth, but we've lost ground. We've seen growth, but we have lost ground. We have not kept pace with the increasing population of the world. We have seen growth, but there are more people now who've never heard about Jesus than there were 20, 25 years ago. We could talk about global scales, but what about your life and my life and your neighborhood? You see, God has a strategy. We're talking about the limitations of humanity. God's not limited. God is not approaching the increase in the numbers of people and saying, boy, somebody ought to come up with a plan. He's got a plan. We need to pray. We need to hear his plan. And we need to expect that God's got the provision, not only of people, but of resources, so that we win the battle for human minds and human souls, so that they could be forgiven and spend eternity with Jesus. Get started knowing him today. You have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.